The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi, Trevor. Let's learn. We're on page Reish Hey. In Das Midasecha, the site of Ofa, we're talking about the pnimius of the Mida of Tznius, which is deeply connected to the site of Ofa, as we spoke about Barichus, Tznius of Kilkel, Tznius of Kedusha. And what we were learning last week is Tznius Be'etzem is the Gilui of that Mida of Echad, of my being to myself, one, alone, Levado, the Mida of Levado, Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, Nizgav Hashem Levado, not being away, separated, apart from that deepest reality of who I am. Being in that place is the shurish of tznius. With a husband and wife, the chiddush is that we have two people who could be together in that place. That's remarkable. We spoke a little bit at the end last week, that V'hoylo Basar Echad is teaching us that there's an inyan of achdus, that there can be two people who share that space, that world of Echad. That's the deepest relationship. And it's very, very, very tzanua, known only to them and Hashem. The opposite of what's going on in the world now, as we spoke about last week. Tzanua means levado. But the sherish, at the root, I have that deep, rich inner life that is known only to me, the one who created me. And that is the sherish of es tznuim chachma. That's the midas chachma. That is the trademark of a person who's tzanua. Person who's tzanua. So, on the bottom of page Reish Hey, din kisu herosh, we're talking about now covering the head. What does this have to do with anything? Let's learn. The bottom of Reish Hey, k'shemamidim zois achshav b'karmes nefesh, to try to understand all of this in terms of our nefesh. We spoke about different types of tznius, different levels of tznius, from the most obvious of hatznos, hapsolos, hayotzeis megufo, the tznius that a person must have when going to the bathroom, that it must be tzanua, kisu haguf, lachamayis. So we spoke about the body being covered bechlal, and especially when a person's buried in the earth, kisei haguf, bevgadim, clothing, kisei adam, so on. L'mal mikach, v'tzinu chiv l'chasis esareish. There's a fascinating requirement. Of covering our heads. Again, what's the nature of this requirement? What's the din? What's the halacha we're not going into? Whether it's a halacha, it's an anhaga. But the Metzius is that the Gemara says, Kasi Reshech, Kihechid, the Tahavilach, Amos Adishmai. Cover your head in order that there be fear of God upon you. In order that there be Yashamayim upon you, you have to cover your head. Hejresh Vav. Hakisui has a Lord Bom in Wakam Shal Hatsnoz Kilkal in Wakam Shal Mailam Hasagosainu. This is not the kind of a kisui, a covering of something that's embarrassing, like covering one's nakedness, or the covering of being in the bathroom and so on. This is something very, very great. And welcome, this comes in welcome to the Malam Asagasena from the highest place. Shom Haifecha Adam Le'echad. That highest part of a person that's called Echad with Hashem, Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, together in unity with Hashem, V'nizgav Hashem Levado. Hakisei Hirosh Ne'emar, regarding the covering of the head, the Pasuk says, V'satznuim Chachma, Chachma is the outcome of tznius. Chachma yonekis mehatznius. Chachma comes from that place within oneself that's tsanua, that's echad. Chachma me'ayin timotze. Tznun chachma hema oisei yisod. And the pasuk says, in either chachma me'ayin timotze, chachma comes from a place of ayin that's beyond our understanding, that is the highest midah that comes from the unknowable, that's beyond all comprehension. Chachma ayin timotze. Chachma, tznuim chachma, it's me'os yisod. It's from the same yisod. Mishameisim atzmo ka'ayin, a person who makes himself ka'ayin, that it's never about him. It's always Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. Everything is about Hashem Echad. That person, Mishameisim atzmo ka'ayin, whose batal, hu haifach liyos mitzius genuza. A person who lives in that consciousness of Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad and is mevatel himself and makes himself completely, completely batel to that great mitzius of Hashem Echad, that person is haifach lios mitzius genuza. He begins to become somebody who is hidden, who is tsanua be. The tachlis. My hevdol misha bottle misha ena in a bottle. What's the difference between a person who is bottle and misha ena in a bottle? It's a big subject in Torah, the inyan of bittul, and it needs to be understood by emek in depth. But just in the simplest way, what's the difference between somebody who's bottle and somebody who's not bottle? Somebody who is not bottle to Hashem Echad, he's always looking for his own covet. Quite atzman. Machapes is giluyav. He wants to be known to everybody. He wants to be out there. He wants to be recognized. It's the opposite of levado, being alone with Hashem, and laying at Hashem's feet. This person is seeking his own covet. The opposite of bittul is he's looking for kvod atzmai, and in order to achieve that, he wants everybody to see him. The opposite of tznius. He wants everybody to recognize his greatness. Lumazais misha bottul, somebody who is bottul to Hashem, is matznius atzma. He hides himself. The last thing in the world he wants is recognition, is covered from the outside. So bechlal nothing. That's not his inyan at all. He's bottled entirely to Hashem. He hides himself. Kishazem is gala bekaymis and nefesh v'parol zed din kisi reisha shel adam. The physical, external representation of that is the covering of one's head. Is the covering of one's head. As it says there in the Gemara that we just mentioned from Shabbos, that the Kisa Hirosh, Kase Reshach, Kehechet, the Havilach, Emes Adishmai, cover your head. The covering of the head, why? In order that you have your Hashemayim, in order to remember that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. To remember the Ribono Shel Olam, to be bottled to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the meaning of covering one's head. If it were possible, the person would climb completely, this person who's bottled to Hashem, would climb completely under his yarmulke, completely under his hat, completely under the head covering. Mamish. To live under that covering of your Shemayim. This is the meaning of Kisa Hirosh. This is the new Kisa Hirosh. It's interesting how over time the way one covers one's head has become a fashion statement. In other words, it's another way of drawing attention to oneself. The whole Indian of covering the head is bittul, to Hashem. To be tzanur, to be hidden, to be ganuz, mamish, to be hidden. And as it is with the things that are so holy, the greater the holiness, like Rabban says, when he came to Yerushalayim, he found that the greater the holiness, the more holy the place, the bigger the churban. So there's such great holiness in the Indian of covering the head, of being tzanua, and dafka there. People have found a way to announce themselves, to try to make themselves more recognizable, and to make themselves appear to be more distinguished, and to separate themselves from other people who might have different ways of covering their head or not covering their head at all. But the whole Indian of covering the head is Vesatznum Chachma. Vesatznum Chachma. Is that Chachma of Me'ayin Timotze, is Bittul to Hashem, Bittul to Hashem. Whatever it is that, whatever message the person is trying to broadcast with this head covering, the true Indian of covering the head is Bittul Hashem. So you might like to have a yarmulke that had, it used to be very popular that there were like personal things that were embroidered on the yarmulke. The Baruch Hashem has become much less popular, but it used to be, you had your name on the yarmulke. You had your name on the yarmulke. Everybody has to know who you are. So you would identify. So remember people having on the yarmulke, a baseball team's insignia. I remember once seeing on Main Street many years ago in the pizza shop, we were sitting with a couple of chevron. There was a guy that had a kippah sruga, he had a nidi yarmulke, and it had the symbol of a pornographic magazine that was very popular at the time, amongst Bali Taiva, and he had that symbol on his yarmulke. All around his yarmulke, he had that symbol. On his yarmulke. Which the word yarmulke means Yori Malka. And here, he's advertising himself and his taiva on his yarmulke. It's taiva's notion, or the taiva for some team, whatever it might be. Maybe now people are a little bit more discreet, so they just have spare ribs or sushi on the yarmulke's picture. So that, you know, taiva. But it could be the same thing with a hat or with a shtreimel. You see what's happened to the shtreimel over the past couple of years. It used to be that the shtreimel was a very holy lavush that was meaning of covered Shabbos, because begodim, clothing, of course, very, very important. Not as a fashion statement, but as a way to be mechabed Shabbos, to be mechabed hasan kal and so on. Now they have these shtreimels that are like 10 feet tall, that they made these crazy-looking shtreimels, which is all a way of being belate. But my shtreimel is taller than yours. It's the opposite of bittul. The opposite of bittul. I'm saying this because it's not only girls that are meshuggah with these things, you know, with how they look. It's the guys have a different inyan with their symbols. Hat up, hat down, Hamburg, etc., etc. Then you have the guy, like, you know, in shul that he's got to come with a cowboy hat. Like, what's that about? But all of it is, instead of bittul, it's somehow making a statement about myself or drawing attention to myself. The opposite of ves tznuim chachma. Tznuim chachma. The middle of the page, reishvav. Kvisha huskala el. As it was learned earlier, Shnei Sugit Sneya same, Eshma Shaodamat Sneya Satsum is a lossai, Lakach Maspi Geta Lifnim together. We learn one type of Sneya or one level of Sneya is that I'm hiding myself or concealing myself from another person, and for that it's enough to have a fence, to be within a fence, to be separated and hidden. Eshma Shugain is a Satsum Besaicho. And then you have a person who within himself he's hiding. Not just from another person, but there are gedarim within oneself, as we bechinas ma'ara lefnim min ma'ara, a cave within a cave. It's not just apart from other people, but a person is, again, who knows that place within himself, that is a cave within a cave, the nekuda ha'pnimis of who he is. Echad. Levado. Zilarak shehu master is atzmei mimishu. This person, the Ingetznis, is not just hiding himself from another person. He's hiding himself from all people. It's hiding himself even from that external image of himself. To be able to be a cave within a cave, which is that place of Betzel Knof of Yechasayim, where you're under Hashem's wings, where you're together with the Shekhinah, where it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Okein Hashem Echad, where it's Ein Od Melvado, Nizgav Hashem Levado, Yevasa Yaakov Levado. Which is impossible. Kol Zman, a person has a phone, even if it's in his pocket, even if it's off, as long as he has that thing on him, he can't be in that place of Levado. He can't be. Because even if it's off, it's a mitzis, which is the hepech of Levado, since at any second, it's just a touch of the button and it's on, it's already a steer to this inyan of tznius of snum v'snum chachma of levado. It's already a steer to that. But a person has to be more sensitive to feel that. How it's such a steer, the whole inyan of the phone. Now this could so easily be misconstrued and misinterpreted. And there's always those people that do that. Regardless of how careful one is to try to explain. But the whole, what I mean, the Torah wasn't given for those people. So that they misinterpret everything, the Megalopanim Torah. But a person who understands, as an Ish Pnimi knows, that this whole Hamtza'ah, this whole invention of the smartphone, of the iPhone, of even of the safe phone, the cell phone, the frum phone, whatever, the Chassidish phone, the Haredish phone, the flip phone, the old phone, whatever it is, all of this whole inyan, this whole hamtza'ah, this hamtza'ah that is a steerer in a deep way to that tznius of a person who lives in the place of levado. That's not to say that it's forbidden to use, that's ridiculous. But on a deeper level, to understand at least that it's a steerer. It's a steerer. The little bit of levado that I could still remember, I'm talking about the pre-cell phone days, was that 38 years ago, we were in a broken down bungalow colony in Monticello. Mamish, a wreck. But there was a masika still to the place on such a Shabbos. But even during the week, not only were there no cell phones because they hadn't been invented yet, we didn't even have a telephone. The only place there was a phone, I mean, maybe there's some people that had in the bungalow, I think there were people that had, but we certainly did not. And the only place was that there was a spot in the colony where there was a public phone, a pay phone. So, that's it. Which even speaking about this, if you're less than 35, you're palpitating. Your heart is beating very quickly, and you're looking on your phone to find Hatzalah's number. Just even talking about it. But the memories that I have of being able to sit in that mitzvah, not that my phone is on another table in a different room, not that my phone is off, but there is no phone. None. Zero. It's like being by yourself. Mamish. That's already not possible. I mean, unless a person throws everything away and goes to live someplace by himself, you know. And by now, many of the people, younger people, are listening already on their way to the hospital. They're already in the ambulance. To even talk about a life of where there's a ma'ara, lifnim min ma'ara, where there's a possibility of b'tzel k'nafecha yechesayim, to be under Hashem's wings. Where there's such a mitzia, such a possibility. It's not just that you're hidden from other people. You now you've shifted into a different dimension, into a world that's called under Hashem's wings, in Hashem's shade, in His shadow. To take shelter and refuge under Hashem's wings. As the Gemara goes on, it says, that the tznius of Shaul was so great, the tznius of the tzaddik is so great, that even when he's by himself and he's going to the bathroom, he's so tznu in terms of how he covers himself. The sikech atzma kesukah, like the sukkah that has on it the schach, that's a place that's hidden, that's covered. Suki darsha mechusa. Sukkah has the oisius kisui. Behold, it's a place that's a place of hiding. Sukkah is a place of being really alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All inyan of itself nafecha yechasoyim. Ufros alenu sukkah surachna mechaayim v'sholom. Sinin of Shabbos. Ufros alenu sukkah surachna mechaayim v'sholom sukkah Yerushalayim. There's a place and there's a time. Shabbos is the time and Yerushalayim is the place where you can live. You could climb into that dimension that's called Levado, Hashem Echad, Tznuim Chachma, Bittel to the Hashem, Bittel to that one great truth which is Hashem is Baruch. Oimek Hakisui. Understand that it's only after the whole El and the whole Rosh Hashanah and the Seis Mitzvah and Yom Kippur and thousands of tefillahs, and tchinas, and hoshanas, and so on, all of that, the person can really, really be in the sukkah in such a way. To be in the sukkah. To be absolutely, completely tzanuah to oneself. With Yushpizen. With Hashem Isbar. With Hashchina. Oymek HaKisui. The deepest covering, tznius, of Kedusha is not that you're covered from other people. That other people can't see your body, the parts of your body, can't see you when you're in the bathroom, can't see your body because it's properly covered. That's all tznius, and that's all a kisui of Kedusha and so on. The kilkul kedusha, but that's not the deepest level of kisui of covering. The kisui shesharech letznius mitzad toldus achet. All of that is the tznius of kilkul that I cover my nakedness, I cover myself in the bathroom, and so on. It's all because of the busha and the cherpa that I cover myself. Some must be gather, and for that it's enough just to be to have a covering, a fence. That the bathroom is inside, that your body is kept under clothing. Together. But the deepest kisui, real, the etzim of what tznius is, comes from that place where one's entire mitzius is bottled, not from other people, but bottled. The etzim is bottled to Hashem. Where is this in the Mamakeh HaNefesh? Where is this? Muba b'shem abal shem tov hakadosh. Shadam sarach v'tzayi la'atzmei. There's a meditation from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that a person should close his eyes and imagine himself. Shiyesh misviva or that there's powerful, powerful light that encircling him, that's surrounding him, completely surrounding him. V'nimsa b'sarichai, and you are inside that light that is completely surrounding you. Or makif oisam yisi, oisav kol hazman. There's this light that is always surrounding you. Kol hazman. What is this? What is this? Is bainanus from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This dimion, this tzir from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Oim ha-kadava, im odam et sayer la'atzmai, Shekol hazman yesh svivoysev or, if a person lives in this way, with seeing himself surrounded by light, hayshu hayfech lios tzanua gondus, then you begin to become a person who is tzanua, who is gondus, who is hidden. Ho kuloi mukav kol hazman. Kuloi mukav kol hazman. He's always surrounded. This is very much connected to the Kedusha of Shushan Purim, the Irmu Kefes Chaima. That itself is a big Indian, a big story to talk about, which I've discussed many times over the years. The whole Megillas Esther is filled with, on the one hand, the complete and total lack of tznius on the part of the Parisium, the Persians, who are famous for that, the Malchus of Paris. And the opposite is Esther, whose name means concealment. And therefore, the Megillas focus all the time on the clothing of Mordechai. The Levushim of Mordechai. The Levushim of Mordechai and Tzadik. And Shushan, which itself, of course, is the sherish of the whole inyan of Irmu Kefes Chaima, of a city that is encompassed and surrounded on all sides. The whole Yontev of Purim is the Yontev of the Nitzachon of Tchelis Mordechai, of Mordechai and Esther, over the priests of Amalek, of Haman. All right, that's a big subject. Let's continue here. And really, that's the need of Mishenichnas Oda. I mean, I said I'm going to continue. Just one other thought. Oda means a garment also, not just the month. Like Adaris Eliyahu. Adaris Adar is a very thick garment that surrounds, that covers and conceals. And the Yontev of Purim is Mishenichnas Adar, is to enter into that surrounding coat. That garment, that levush, is Mishenichnas Adar. The only way that a person can truly be Ma'arim b'simcha, the only way that a person can truly live a life that's filled with simcha is by living a life of v'snuim chachma. Of bitul tasha. which is the meaning of Ad lo yoda banohama lebaruch marcha. Mishenichnas adar, to climb underneath that aderis, that adar, that coat, and to be in this place of Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. V'yeshnoi Am Echad. Kukuloi Mukav Kol Hazman. The Moshe HaKadosh is saying that there's a way to live where a person is Mukav Kol Hazman. He's always surrounded. He's always inside. Subichinas Sukkah Hanikris Mutalalta. Shekol Hazman Himakife Esa'odim. Like the Sukkah that surrounds, that contains. Who call as man gonus vitsanua. Page Zayin. Baimek. Zua siba shuba in my imam melamdum sakolatar kula. So when they when the baby is inside the mother's womb, the fetus, completely surrounded in that sukkah of the rechem of the mother, of the mother's womb, there, melamdem ha'isai kol ha'tara kula. There he's taught all of Torah, kol ha'tara kula. Because es snuim chokma. Es snuim chokma means there is no greater place, there is no greater way that one can absorb Torah than being in that state of Bittul Tashem, being completely tzinu, that's the reality of Chachma, being completely quiet and contained within oneself, levado. Kyo nimtza v'matzav shekulat tznis. Bisham hu yonik is a Torah kadosh. And from that place of tznius, there's a tznuim chachma. One can draw forth from that place that is hidden, that's concealed. That's tznua, there's a tznuim chachma, a chachma of Hashem's Torah. Zem mokum amayg benefesh adam. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh was talking about somehow trying to be back in that place, in one's mind, to climb under that aderis, to climb into that mikveh, to be in that surrounding wall of light, in the sukkah. This is a very deep place within a person. Zomokam amayk benefesh adam, shu kol azman mechusa. To be kol azman mechusa, covered. Nelam, hidden, nistar, concealed. V'davka sham mezgala tarak v'sh. And davka there is the greatest gilui of Torah, like we find in the Zohar Kaddish, Bat Yidra, the last day of Rabbi Shimon's life, the end of his life, and the surrounding fire that surrounded the entire house of Rabbi Shimon, that light that was encircling him. That's why the Giluyim of Torah, that the greatest Giluyim that Rabbi Shimon was receiving was Davkin and Ma'ara. Listening in Ma'ara, in the cave within the cave of Meiron. K'mayisham u'chazal, chochmas b'chutz tarayna, v'chayvayis titen kaila. So the Pasuk seems to be the opposite of this. The Pasuk initially says that Chochmas Bachutz Taraina are rejoicing or singing outside. Rechayva is Titen Kerla, and Chochma gives her voice, calls out by the streets. So Shol Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachman is Rabbi Yadis Ben Elazar, She'aymed B'shuk Omalai, So Reb Shmuel Rav Nachman asked Reb Yonason ben Elazar in the marketplace, Shonli Perik Echad, can you teach me some Torah? Teach me some Torah. Amalai Lech Lebeis HaTalmud. We're not going to talk Torah out here in the street, in the open. Go to the Beis HaMedrash, Vani Yashana Eschashav, and I'll be happy to learn with you in the Beis HaMedrash. Not in the Shuk, not in the outside in the market. Omle Rabbi Loyla Madatani Chachmas Bechutz Taraina. But Rabbi, didn't you teach me that Chachma, wisdom, is calling out, is singing and calling out by the streets on the outside? Why is it the only place that you can teach me Torah is in the Beis HaMedrash, or is in the place that's hidden? Omle You don't know how to learn. You don't understand what I'm teaching. Mao chokhmas bechutz teroina. Bechutz shel Torah b'mokim shemachivin la. I'm not talking about outside in the streets. I'm talking about the habitat of Torah. The place of chutzah of chutzah, which means the expansiveness of Torah. That place where Torah is increasing, where the Torah is becoming greater and greater, where is that Be'echon Machivin La? That's inside Batek Nesiyas, about the Medrashas. Anything you didn't understand the Pnimius of what I was saying? Chochmas Bechutz Taraina. You were hearing this in an external Shidchiyas Deke way. Kilo, it means that Chochmas Torah is to be spoken about, in a public place. That doesn't mean to say we can't have a conversation when we're walking in the street of Torah Halavai. That should be all of our conversations. But it means the place of Torah is inside, not outside. It's inside, not outside. That's the place of Torah. You can talk and learn. You can, of course, but the place, the headquarters, the shurish, the mukar of Torah is inside. In the Bat Knesiyas, in the Bat Medrashas. HaTorah HaKadosh Atli B'Mokam Ne'elam. HaTorah, since I've seen that the Torah depends upon a place that's concealed, that's hidden. The Bat Knesiyas, the Bat Medrashas, our homes. That's the mitzvahs of Torah, because the Torah is the essence of Chachma. It's Chachmas Hashem, and Chachma is Hatznuim Chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and taught it, but Kabbalah's Torah was in that place of absolute tznius. Was in a cloud, like a sukkah, mamish. Kashuhadam chai b'roived pnimi shel nefesh. When a person spends his life in the deeper part of the soul, he spends his life as an ish pnimi, an inward person. Hatsnius ma'amida oisai b'mokam shukul loy mukav mishesh tzadav. That tsnius establishes him a place that is completely surrounded on all six sides, around, above, and below. From ha'omei b'nekudas emsa, and he stands in the middle of that light. Ves kol tfisoso megia mehemsa, and all that he's able to think about and learn and to absorb comes from within, from the center, from that hidden place, that deep place inside. Emsa hudavish ein leisayf. That emsa is a place that is infinite. Ki ein atayf is devar matzdad, because the sides, the extremities, are the external, but the inside is ein sof. Doesn't have a wall. Doesn't have. It's the inside. It's the content. It's the toichin itself. His way of thinking is not how things look on the outside. It's stodom, the sides. From the edges that we spoke about earlier in this parak, which means death, the external, the outside, the extremity. Element the kudus is pastus shalem. Is dafka coming from the nekudas is pastus shalem of that expansiveness of that inner dimension of Torah. K'mesha merasa gemara. As the gemara says. According to one opinion there in the Gemara, Hashem began creation from that point, which is Tzion, in Yerushalayim. The svar is that the world was created from its center point, and then outward. Then it was mispashe that spread from that inner point. Not from the edges. Anything that began at the edge, at the end, on the outside, it also has an end. That's where it comes from. The end comes from the edge, the outside, the external. So it has an end. But dovish is spashet me'emsa, but something whose makar is at the center. Me'emsa, which is Sion, which is Yerushalayim, ain lo'saif, has no end. That's kisivna charmes Yerushalayim, the wall of Yerushalayim, and living lifnim menachayim, when the Beis Hamikdash is inside that wall. And that's the nitkimit Sion teitzei sarah devar Hashem Yerushalayim, and it's from that center point, which is infinite, it's mispashet, it spreads to the entire world, and to all worlds, and all the malachim. Where does it all come from? From that hidden place that's called Sion. That's at the center, that's in Yerushalayim. And from there, it's able to spread to the entire world. When it comes from that place, which is at the center, there's no end to it. There's no end to our learning from the tzaddikim, from the tanoim, the amorim, the mishanim, the acharonim, the tzaddikim. There's no end that the Torah came to us from Sion, from Yerushalayim, from the center of their existence, from a place of bittul, from a place of chachmah, as asnum chachmah. Not like human wisdom, which comes from the outside, the edge, or a person who's a Torah, who's teaching Torah, but is not at all shaykh to this whole sugya of levad, of bittul to Hashem, and so on. Now we have touched upon the oimek midas atzniyus shebenefesh, the deepest understanding of that midas atzniyus shebenefesh, the midas atzniyus, not just about how I look to somebody else, but the midas atzniyus shebenefesh, shemikoicha adam dovek dveikus shleim bebar yizbrach shmei she'en leisayf. For the koyach of this tzniyus, a person is able to be dovuk in the greatest way, to be alone, mamish. Ve'yavosa Yaakov levado, v'nizgav Hashem levado, Hashem akeinu Hashem echad, to be completely alone with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a place of complete and total dveikus taja. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here because Koach HaShikcha Shebenefesh is taking us to a different place in this whole sugya of Afar. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll begin next Erev Shabbos with Perek Yudal Koach HaShikcha Shebenefesh. Yashar Koach.